Welcome, brethren. You know, an hour ago it didn't seem like such a pleasant place. Now it just seems wonderful. We'd like to open this convention with the use of hymn 219. Four verses, hymn 219. To have the manna read for today, and we'd ask Brother Keith Kleppen if he would do that for us.
November 29th. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:23. God's promise is the foundation upon which all that we hope for, either of character or coming glory, is built. Let us prize this truth so that we will not compromise it in any sense or in any degree. Let us not only hold the truth in the letter, but in the spirit, in the love of it, because it is true as well as because it is beautiful and grand. And let us ever remember the importance of patient endurance, that we may not only cultivate the Christian graces and practice them, but that we may take joyful the trials, persecutions, or difficulties which our Lord may see proper to permit to come upon us, for our testing and for the development of this character, which he explains to us is of paramount importance, and without which perfect love could neither be attained nor maintained. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Thank you, Brother Keith. Lovely opening comments about our Christian walk. Brother Robin, could we ask you to read the morning resolve, which is now the afternoon?
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all, I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and with all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you. It's a very familiar passage, but we'd probably be hard-pressed to be more elegant in expressing those pleasant thoughts about our Christian resolve. I think it was Brother Michael Nakora, whose talk I heard some years ago, when he talked about the fruits and graces of the Spirit. And he said something that I didn't know before, and it's stuck with me ever since. He says that in the New Testament there are two lists of what we might call the results of our spiritual growth. And one of them is in Galatians, the 5th chapter. The other's in 1 Peter, where he adds to your faith several things. And what I didn't know was where this expression, the fruits and graces of the Spirit, came from. Now, he suggested, and I guess he researched it, he was pretty sharp, that the fruit of the Spirit, of course it says that in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Now, if you counted those out, there should be 9 of them. I like numbers. I remember numbers. I can know if I'm complete, in my list if I try to remember these. And we went through these yesterday at our Thanksgiving gathering. So those are the fruits of the Spirit. So what do you call the things that Peter lists in 1 Peter? The things that you add to your faith. There are some repeats, but not very many. And Brother Michael said, well, those are the graces of the Spirit. And that's where the expression, the fruits and the graces of the Spirit, come from. Now, I like that concept, and that helped me to remember these two lists. And in Peter, here are the things that we are to add to our faith. Beside this, giving all diligence, that's the prerequisite, add to your faith virtue and knowledge, temperance, long-suffering, that's patience, godliness, and then two kinds of love. Those two kinds, of course, would be phileo and agape. And that's it. Now, I can remember those 7 pretty well. The 9 I have a little more trouble with. Maybe if I was better developed, I'd know all 16 better. But that's one of the results, we hope, of our gathering of this convention, to increase in us, in our hearts, in our minds, the fruits and the graces of the Spirit. We're going to have as our first speaker Brother Rick Evans from Fresno. And he has chosen to open his service with hymn number 49. So let's use hymn 49.
My ever dear delight,
Bob Brand, would you ask the Lord to bless this following service?
Our loving Father in heaven, we come before you at this time, thankful for this assembly, thankful for the spiritual opportunities that await us over the next couple of days. We ask a blessing upon our gathering here in San Diego and pray that what is spoken in discourse in fellowship will be pleasing in your sight and edifying to all here. We ask a special blessing now upon the ministry of Brother Rick Evans as he presents to us from the platform. May we be blessed by his service as you have blessed him in his preparation. We pray that our gathering here will result in the development of the fruits and graces of the Spirit as we grow in knowledge as well, and all to the purpose of being more acceptable in your sight, more pleasing in your sight. And we ask for these favors in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bob and Sister Sandra. Well, the next lesson is going to be an intriguing one. Now, I know that only because I've heard, not the lesson, but the speaker before. And I've always appreciated his good preparation. Brother Rick is going to speak to us on lessons involving bread.